Namaskara people, this is Tanvi and I am an intern at Asha Infinite Foundation. Welcome to the Learn Kannada podcast season 2, the classroom edition. People who are interested to learn Kannada but who are not getting access to it, here we are with simple Kannada lessons to help you learn and use Kannada in your daily life and make you a complete Kannadiga. Namaskara Lata.
Namaskara Tanvi.
So, are you eager to learn something new today?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. So, today we are learning commonly used words in Kannada.
Okay.
So, why do you think it's important to learn these words?
Well, it helps to make sentences.
Yes, correct. So, these are the words you will be learning to use in your daily life also. So these are really important.
Okay.
Okay, there is a note that you have to remember. Some English words have more than one equivalent Kannada words.
Okay.
Because of singular, plural and the concept of respect in Indian languages.
Okay.
See, like for example, in Hindi, tu, tum, and aap refer to the word you, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so there are three words referring to one word in English.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so in the same way, we have it in Kannada also.
Okay.
Okay, so, and even there is other thing, like the North Kannada people use re, usually. Like, bunny in Kannada, you know the word, right? Bunny, the word bunny. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you go to the north part of Karnataka, they use it as banri.
Okay. Banri.
Yeah. So that's the type of accent they use.
Okay.
So today you will have an introduction of all of these.
Okay.
Yeah. So hope you are excited.
Yes, I am.
Okay. The first word we'll be taking is you.
Okay.
For you, there are three words again. Neenu.
Neenu.
Neevu.
Neevu.
And Tavu.
Tavu.
Yes. Neenu is basically a singular form and it is used when you are addressing someone younger than you.
Okay.
Okay, like when the respect thing is not needed.
Okay.
Neevu is used in a plural form also, like when a lot of people are there.
Okay.
And even when you have to give respect to one person, you can use neevu.
Neevu, okay. Yeah.
So it's like singular form, plural form, with respect and without respect.
Okay.
Okay, so hope you got that.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so you, for you, you will be using neenu, neevu, tavu.
Neenu, neevu, tavu.
Yes. Neenu, neevu, tavu.
Neenu, neevu, tavu.
Yes. So when you are telling it neenu, it means you are telling to someone younger than you.
Okay.
So neevu is telling to a respectful person, or when you give respect to someone, you can use neevu.
Okay.
Neevu. And when there are a lot of people, you can use neevu.
Neevu.
Yes.
So when is tavu used?
Tavu is just like an alternative form. You can use it. Instead of neenu, you can use tavu. Or neevu, you can use tavu.
Okay, got it.
So it's just an other word.
Okay.
But basically, neenu and neevu is used. Like, commonly.
Got it.
Yeah. So, you is neenu, neevu, tavu.
Neenu, neevu, tavu.
Yes, correct. Then, kam is... Three words are ba, banni, banri.
Ba, banni, banri.
Yes. So usually the third word which you'll be learning today will almost be the North Karnataka accent. Okay.
Got it.
Yeah. So kam is ba.
Ba.
Banni.
Banni.
Or banri.
Banri.
Yeah. Ba is again a singular form. And it is used for younger people than you.
Okay.
Okay. Banni is used when you want to give respect and for lot of people.
Okay.
Plural form.
Okay.
Banri is the North Karnataka accent.
Got it.
Yeah. So for come it is Ba, Banni, Banri. Repeat it.
Ba, Banni, Banri.
Yes. Ba, Banni, Banri.
Ba, Banni, Banri.
Yes. Sit is Kutko.
Kutko.
Haan. Kutkoli.
Kutkoli.
Kutkoldri.
Kutkoldri.
Yes. So, do you feel it harder?
No. Able to do it.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
We'll repeat it. You will be clear.
Okay.
So, can you guess now, like, which is used as singular, which will be used as plural?
Yes.
You've got an idea, right?
Yeah, I do. Kutko is singular. Huh. Kutkolli is plural and with respect.
Yes.
Kutkolri is the North Karnataka accent.
Yes, correct. So, you're getting right?
Yes, I am.
So, repeat it 2 times.
Kutko, Kutkolli, Kutkoldri.
Yes, correct. Kutko, Kutkoldri or Kutkolli. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, the next word is walk.
Okay, walk.
Yeah. Walk is Nadi.
Nadi.
Nadiri.
Nadiri.
Yeah. So, basically, Nadiri is used in both the accents. So, only one word is given for you. Nadi. Nadiri. Okay.
Nadi, yeah. Nadi, Nadiri.
Nadi is again singular form. Nadiri is the plural form.
Got it.
Yeah. Nadi, Nadiri.
Nadi, Nadiri.
Nadi, Nadiri.
Nadi, Nadiri.
Yes, correct. Next. Okay, the next word is go.
Okay.
Hogu.
Hogu.
Hogi.
Hogi.
Hogri.
Hogri.
Yes, repeat it.
Hogu, Hogi, Hogri.
Yeah. Hogu, Hogi, Hogri.
Hogu, Hogi, Hogri.
Yeah, so you know, right? Hogu is singular form, Hogi is plural form.
Yes.
Okay. Next is drink.
Okay, drink.
Yeah. Kudi.
Kudi.
Kudiri.
Kudiri.
Yes, again.
Kudi, Kudiri.
Kudi.
Kudi.
Kudiri.
Kudiri.
Yes, so let's recall, okay?
Okay.
You is Ninu, Nivu, Tavu.
Ninu, Nivu, Tavu.
Yes. Come is Ba, Banni, Banri.
Ba, Banni, Banri.
Sit is Kutko, Kutkoli, Kutkoldri.
Kutko, Kutkoli, Kutkoldri.
Walk is Nadi, Nadiri.
Nadi, Nadiri.
Go is Hogu, Hogi, Hogri.
Hogu, Hogi, Hogri.
Drink is Kudi, Kudiri.
Kudi, Kudiri.
So, yeah. Please recall these sentences for today. In the next episode, we will be teaching you some more words.
Okay, I will do. Thank you.
Yes. So, we will see you soon on our next episode with another fun way to learn Kannada. For more information, visit our website www.ashainfinite.org. Do volunteer with us or learn more about our courses. Follow us on our Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Dhanyavada. Bye-bye.